Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I almost said outspoken products talk.
Editors. That would be a
we
fun
could be
show.
Outspoken products.
I'm Alina Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and welcome. I guess I'm still in vacation mode because I'm just not talking correctly. But hi, everyone.
Are you still in Key West?
Hi.
I wish I
Are
was.
Are you still drunk in Key West?
All right. So, with
there
that, welcome to Kathy Houston, editor of Advantages Magazine. Kathy, you have a big redesign coming up with the Advantages.
Jazz hands. Yes.
I think someone else is drunk in Key West, and it's not me.
I wish.
So tell us about Advantages. In the June issue, we're going to have a great redesign. Mm-hmm. And there's a new favorite section of mine in
it's
there.
It's called Sales Boost.
And what does it do?
It's going to be everyone's sales Bible going forward.
Everything you need to know.
And
to
new.
Propel your
Everything
sales
you ever
forward.
Knew. You didn't need to know.
And I hear there's a quiz in every one of them.
There's a
to
quiz.
To test your sales know-how.
Like and what kind of questions?
Well, the first one, I think, is to I test your attitude, right?
Yeah.
Andy,
you're going to fail.
Andy's
Check it at the
need
door, Andy.
It's whether
I
you
have
are,
a good attitude. It's somebody
whether you have,
over here.
It's whether you have question. A positive mindset for sales. So yeah. I would like all of us to take it, actually.
Why didn't you bring it?
Then maybe we'll leave our jobs and get
it's
sales.
Not laid out yet.
We'll
Hold
take
your
it
horses.
Next week.
Yeah, we'll take
we'll
it,
take
next,
it
week.
Next week. We'll find out, too, maybe if some of our listeners have are in the right attitude for selling.
Oh, yeah, that would
because
be great.
Because it's all about attitude,
That's a great
isn't
idea.
It, Joe Haley?
It is.
And Joe Haley
have a positive
comes
attitude.
With a positive attitude.
Yeah, so, most of the time.
All right. Well, we have a big show for you.
You didn't say hi to Andy yet.
Oh, hi, Andy.
Oh,
sorry.
Hi.
Straight from Tuckahoe.
No, straight from Williamsburg,
Tuckahoe.
Virginia. Busch Gardens.
He was on vacation, too, drinking the
so
bubble.
I was
on
vacation for 2 days.
Yeah, and you
can you consider that vacation? Plus, some... I was in the car for 19 hours of those
Why?
Days.
Why did you do that to yourself?
Well, apparently it's a 5.5-hour drive, which turned
it
into
was
an
six,
11.
It should have been 6.5 or 7, and the way there was 11.
That's crazy.
11 hours in a car.
What did you do? You had a lot of potty breaks?
No, there was a lot of traffic.
But you get on 95?
Yeah.
Oh, a mistake.
All right.
Oh, now you tell
next
me.
Next time, let us map out
you
your trip.
Joe Haley, everyone's
Yo,
favorite managing
what's
editor,
up?
Is here.
I'm here in the house.
Joe, how are you today?
I'm terrific. How are you? It's Earth Day.
It is. Happy Earth
oh,
Day.
Oh, happy
Earth
Day.
Day.
Happy Earth Day to everyone.
Think locally. No, think globally. Act locally.
Exactly.
Recycle today, Andy. Recycle.
I will.
We have a big show for you today. Our call-in topic is one that I'm sure everyone will be interested in. It's how to get more clients. And
yeah.
Who doesn't want more clients, Joe Haley?
I don't know anyone who doesn't want more clients.
So if you have any ideas or questions about getting clients or lead generation, give us a call, 215-953-4979. If we put you on the air today, Joe, what will we give you?
You're going to get that great prize pack that includes $25 Visa gift card. You're going to get the finger puppets. You're going to get the hand fans. And you're also going to get some imprinted ASI Radio drinkware.
So call us now, 215-953-4979, and we'll talk about getting clients. And Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
We have things highly confident people don't do. We have steps to fix your culture and get your business back on track. Things the most interesting people have in common. Three ways to help someone who's failing. We have key metrics you should stop worrying about. We have our favorite things, but let's start off with the industry news in 60 seconds. Andy.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with top 40 financial news. Supplier firm Ennis said yesterday that it increased its sales by 2% in its most recent fiscal year. The company's apparel sales, which run through industry supplier All Style Apparel, also increased by 2%, but the last quarter of the year saw decreases of 3.6%. International news now. China-based tech firm Alibaba Group recorded fourth quarter revenues of $3.1 billion a year. Year-over-year rise of 66%. The sharp sales growth comes as Alibaba prepares for an IPO this year that will likely be the largest since Facebook's 2012 market debut. Analysts believe Alibaba's IPO will raise at least $15 billion. More top 40 news now. Big Group Chairman Bruno Bisch paid a visit recently to the company's promo products headquarters in Florida. In addition to the company's chairman touring the facilities and meeting with management, Bisch addressed the promo division's employees, giving them his optimistic outlook for the market. General economic news now, looking for a hot market to target. Think manufacturing. Overall, U.S. factory production rose 0.5% last month, continuing a trend of growth after a slow winter. It's the second straight month manufacturing has risen, and over the last 12 months, manufacturing has seen solid growth with a 2.8% increase in output. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of The Joe Show in Promogram today. Joe, what is hot for today?
Andy, we have some of the latest and greatest promotional products out there that your clients can put their logo on, give out at a variety of company events, promotions, etc.
Gotcha.
You have to watch.
All right.
Watch, check out that and more in Counselor Promogram today.
Thank you, Andy Cohn. And we have our friend Leighton Lee from ETS Express on the phone for our Product Safety Minute. Good morning, Leighton.
Good morning, everyone. I hope everybody's doing well today.
We are, thank you. It's a springy day in Trevis.
It is.
Oh, that's awesome. We're having a little bit of overcast, but it'll burn off. But today's topic is about fitness trackers. And for those of you out there who are into health and fitness,
Kathy Houston is. She just bought her first pair of sneakers of her adult life.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
she's taking Zumba with the at the Senior Citizen Center.
Uh-oh. I'm going to stay away from that one. Anyways, fitness trackers. We had a recall. The CPSC mandated a recall about a month ago on Fitbit tracking activity tracking wristbands. And the reason why they recalled them is that a million of them were sold, but 10,000 of them were complained of by consumers of causing allergic reactions. And I want to use this example today as a way to highlight potential risks and hazards when making and selling wrist-worn products, such as wristwatches, fitness trackers, even silicone bracelets, the promotional bracelets that a lot of companies sell and make. Pedometers are another example. Now, with the Fitbit item, the CPSC said there are three potential causes for allergic reactions, and those three would be rubber allergies or adhesive allergies, using the adhesives that people might react to in gluing certain pieces and parts together. And last but not least are metal allergies. Now, all three can cause reactions to consumers. With the rubber, a lot of times manufacturers, factories, will inject different compounds into even silicone, which we all believe could be 100% pure silicone. They may inject latex and other compounds in it that might cause allergic reactions. Adhesives are well known for causing reactions. And last but not least, the metal. A lot of people, believe it or not, have allergies to nickel. So if the metal components, such as the brackets or the clasps or buckles, might have nickel in them, and nickel is a well-known allergy-causing material. So what do we do in our industry? Manufacturers and suppliers should always test. Test. That's the only way you're going to find out if there's any material in there that might create problems. And there are well-known tests to determine materials and components and chemicals that cause reaction. And last but not least here, for distributors, always choose the correct supplier that you trust and have a really good relationship with. It's not down to pennies when it comes to things that can cause health hazards to humans and consumers. Always choose the right supplier that you can trust, who you know is going to do the right thing at the end of the day. So that's our Product Safety Minute. Have a great week, and we'll chat next week.
All right. Thanks so much, Leighton. Great advice from Leighton Lee from ETS Express. Have a great day.
You know, we've written a good deal about wearable technology, and it's. I think that market is at an interesting point because Nike, he was talking about the Nike Fitbit.
Yep.
Nike's basically abandoning their wearable technology business.
Yep.
And they said they're basically moving away from it because they feel like they got away from their core, but also it just wasn't doing that well. So it'll be interesting to watch that market as time goes on because people thought it was going to explode. And while it has in sort of some sectors, when a company like Nike just says that they're getting out of the business, that has ripple effects.
And they usually just do it, Andy.
Well, but I mean, it's things like the Fitbit are very popular. I mean, which is, I guess, a bracelet's a little different than maybe, you know, garments with technology.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things, but that is the Fitbit and the you know, Google Glass, and those are all under the wearable technology umbrella.
Sure.
So people are wondering whether that will actually catch on or not in mainstream.
Right, yeah. Well, so, we'll keep watching it. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to take your calls now, 215-953-4979. Today's topic is, help, I need more clients now, Joe. And,
yes.
Wow. So it's just so we, Kathy and I and you, we could sit this one out because it's help. I need more clients now, Joe.
And I will point to the person who should answer.
Give us a call 215-953-4979. If we put you on the air, we'll give you a Visa gift card and all kinds of lovely prizes. Our friend Stanley is on line 5, and I'm sure he's got some comments on this topic. Good morning, Stanley.
Good morning. How's everybody?
Good morning. We're good. what's on your mind this morning?
Well, first of all, Roomba is not for seniors. It's for everybody.
Well, actually.
I think you mean Zumba. Roomba's the little vacuum thing that goes around.
But I would like a Roomba, too.
Yes. Zumba, I tried that class, and they were kicking my ass.
Yeah, it's hard.
Anyhow, yes. So my question is, because it's funny, on your website it said, we're all the good clients.
Okay.
And I sometimes wonder if, you know, what we can do to create better clients and to create more loyalty. My business partner and I were just talking about this yesterday. It's like, how many clients should we try to get in a month, new clients? What is responsible, and how many, you know, do you think you can actually service? Is it better to try to get as many as you can, or is it better to go out and try to really cultivate, people that spend a certain amount of a year, and even though they might be harder to get? What are your thoughts?
You know, that's a really good question, and I think we've had a lot of debates actually on this topic, because I've heard from experts even at our shows who will say, oh, everyone's a client, everyone in this room is your client. And then I've heard, you know, other people be more strategic and say, actually, you know, you should write down what's a great client for you, how much money they spend, you know, what niche they're in, and what kind of services they're looking for, and you know, that way you can find more profitable clients. Andy, I know you have some opinions, and Kathy, you're shaking your head too, so go at it.
Go at it, Andy. I agree with the latter part.
Yeah.
Strategically, well, find your clients.
Yeah, I would say that quality is better than quantity. But it does depend on your business model. If you have a business model that's based on volume, and you're a low price provider, and that's the way you're going to market, as some companies do.
Right, but you still have a specific client profile, though.
You do, but you're going to take, if that's your business model, you're probably going to take any business that comes your way for the most part. And you have a system that fulfills it. I think most of our listeners and most of the people that read our magazines are small businesses that don't necessarily have that business model and probably should go for quality over quantity. I would say, yes, you want to hit the certain niches that are your best, that you're the best expert at, and you want to be providing the services that you know your clients need, and that you're fulfilling the need for them, as opposed to for, you know, every single client that could come in your door.
Now, Joe raised his eyebrows several times.
I thought he was looking lovingly at Andy.
Joe, what are your thoughts?
You know,
I'm scared to look at Joe.
You really don't know what every client's going to bring to the table. I mean, you could cultivate that client to be one of your best clients, but if you brush them off, because, you know, there's just another person.
No, I'm not saying brush them off.
I know, but I think that you take the business, and then you have the opportunity to cultivate that client, and over the course of a year or two, you're going to find out whether it's going to be worth your time.
That's dangerous.
Are they spending enough money with you? You know, mm-hmm. And then
why is it dangerous?
Well, because you have to put time and resources into that client. If the client, if you are of the belief at the get go that might not be a client that results in big business, then you're wasting your time.
I'm not saying that you don't know that. If you don't know at the get. That gecko,
right.
So you're correct. You're wasting your time, but there's an opportunity to cultivate a client,
sure.
And make them
absolutely,
you know, bigger than what they are.
There is, but maybe there's a certain amount of pre-qualifying that needs to be done. Is that what you were saying?
Sure. You're not going to – I don't think you want to take every order that comes your way. If somebody calls you and just wants, five T-shirts for a giveaway, you're probably going
to
be wasting
different.
Your time. But those clients
send
do exist.
The internet. Well,
those
send
clients
them to the internet,
do exist.
Because you can – those companies do exist on the internet where you can do a one-off.
For sure.
Of course. But also, isn't it also how you market yourself? I mean, you can market yourself to attract the type of clients that mm-hmm. you want, right? And it's just the language you use. I mean, if you're, you know – touting yourself as, hey, I've got cheap pens,
mm-hmm.
obviously that's going to attract someone different than, you know, can I help you with your retention program?
Yeah, right.
So, okay, well, lots of different thoughts, Stanley. What do you think?
Well, it's interesting because yesterday I went to see a client as this time of year, as you heard me years before, I'm training for the AIDS ride. So I'm about to, you know, embark on June 1st, riding my bike from San Francisco to Los Angeles. So I'm gathering money, I'm collecting money, and I'm raising money and all that. And I go by one of my favorite clients, and he's somebody I've known my whole life. And the girl that works for him goes, oh, it's our T-shirt guy. And I'm like thinking, wait a second. I came up with the last four campaigns, and they were rather involved, and you just know me as your T-shirt guy. So maybe I've been failing as to how I've been branding myself and how I've been showing up. And then I've got a client that called me, not a client, well, he might be a new client, and he ran a, he heard about what I did for another company, and he ran a campaign that they're doing with another company. He ran by me to see what I thought. It was kind of interesting. Their company is spending a bit of money. They're sending out helicopters, those little remote helicopters, just the helicopter. But in order to get the remote control to the helicopter, you have to sit down and meet with them. And he said, what did I think of it? And I said, well, it depends on a lot of things. He says, but isn't that a cool idea? Well, it depends on, you know, the packaging and how you're getting them to want to come by and what's the message when you actually sent them the helicopter. He goes, God, it's funny you're saying that. I go, why? He goes, well, we sent out these helicopters and we got zero response because they sent them in a plain box. In other words, they didn't go that extra mile to finish the campaign, to make it like a thoughtful campaign. And it turned out they went on the internet and just went with like the lowest bidder. So I think that as we go forward, I think that in our industry, we need to teach better practices on how to create clients and how to brand manage their, it's not just about slapping logos on things. That's just where my thoughts are. I mean, and it's easier said than done. Because at the end of the day, we got to make a certain amount of sales and we got to make that cash register ring and, you know, we got to keep those margins. And so we're fighting a lot of forces, but I appreciate your thoughts because they're always eye-opening.
Thanks, Stanley. Thanks for calling and good luck. Good luck training for the AIDS ride too. That's exciting.
I will keep you guys posted.
I'm sure you will. We'll talk to you soon, Stanley. Thank you. On line two, we have Charlotte. Good morning, Charlotte.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good. What's your question, Charlotte?
Well, I have a question. There's a lot of strip malls around me with lots of little businesses inside, like dry cleaners, craft stores, restaurants, stuff like that. Does it make sense for me to target those places, or do you think it's just going to be too much time for too little payoff?
Well, I think you should decide what your niche is. I mean, is that your expertise in helping out kind of mom and pop shops, or, you know, what's your overall plan?
You know, I think if there's a lot of business there, someone has to service them, you know. So there might be opportunity. You're not going to know until you go. Dry cleaners give out calendars. They got to get them from someone. Restaurants need napkins and matchbooks, you know, all type of stuff. So they need to get it from someplace, you know.
And uniforms.
Uniforms. A lot of these places, too, will have some type of merchant event, merchant night and stuff. So they might have a merchant association where if you would target that, it might open you up to all these other places. And they might buy in bulk or buy as a buying group. So, I mean, I think it's worth exploring. As I said, they have to get their stuff from someone, and why not you?
I agree with Joe. I think that you can't evaluate a potential client before you even speak to them at all. These companies could be doing, these, you know, local businesses could be doing big buying of promotional products, and you might not know about that. So it's worth investigating. It's worth calling on them. It's worth trying to find out what they've done in the past, what they're looking to do in the future to market their business. They have to, just like you have to market your business locally, so do they. And it's more important for them actually locally than you, but because that's their only customers. You can market to everyone. But they, if they're right in your backyard, it's good to be known in a community as a provider of promotional products. So calling on these businesses can only help your business in the end. It, you know, whether they buy from you or not, it's getting your name out there a little bit further.
To referrals as well.
Exactly.
Perhaps they know
that's
someone
cool.
Else.
Where did you get it from?
Right. Right.
Well, I want some land.
You know, so I don't think you want to shut them out before you even try.
You know, years ago, when you used to go to a video store to rent videos and stuff, I used to go to this mom and pop's place right down the street, and he gave me a pen once. And I said, oh, this is interesting. Where do you get it? And I was in, you know, ASI at the time. And he says, yeah, a guy comes in like once a year and just says, do you need more pens? I mean, so there's a distributor who's making a sale, but he's not servicing that client.
Yeah, that's not.
You might be able to do
it.
A lot more, and this guy might say, you know what, I'll spend a little more for that. If you want to do a frequent rental program where you know we do magnets and with a punch card and stuff, or some type of deal where you know something other than just do you need more pens?
Sure. So. All right. Well, I hope that helps you out, Charlotte. Thanks for calling and stay on the line for your Visa gift card. We're going to pause for a message from today's show sponsor, Hanes. And when we return, we're going to take more of your calls. And we have some Facebook comments as well.
Hanes Branded Printwear is starting the new year with a new website. Designed for promotional product distributors and screen printers alike, HanesInc.com features high-res product and lifestyle images, marketing materials, videos, upsell techniques, and helpful tips to help you increase your ROI. Our new website allows you to search for products based on colors or product line. Our wholesaler section helpfully lists all products that companies carry, as well as wholesaler contact information. HanesInc.com provides the best tools to sell quality products. Hanes is also proud to unveil the Nano Collection, complete with brand new vintage colors and new styles, such as lightweight, ring-spun, fashion fleece. If retail fashion is what your customers seek, the Nano Collection is where they'll find it. Cheap shirts are cheap. Hanes shirts are better. Visit HanesInc.com.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. We are talking about how to get more clients and good clients right now. Kathy, you have a couple comments that you're going to read from Facebook on this topic.
Well, our friend Lori O'Shea from Motivator, she says good clients are all over the place. And she brings up a good point, too. Her most loyal client is a doctor's office that orders for business, but they also order for personal stuff like bar mitzvahs, birthdays, any other special events they have coming up with their families. A travel agency that gets mugs and luggage tags, and a car dealership, and she gets lots and lots of return business from those three categories. And this goes back to Charlotte's point about going to local retailers. Jennifer Moyer says gift shops are great clients for her. She says they are always looking for the newest product and order heavy on apparel. And if you give them good service, you can end up supplying all of their needs, which are varied and vast. And finally, David Garthwaite says good clients are in the shadows and you have to find them. Networking and the internet are helpful, but for him, volunteering at as many events as possible brings these great clients out. And that is a really
good point.
That's
a great point. Mm-hmm. That's the whole point about being part of the community.
Right.
You know, you don't want to evaluate clients before you even know what they do, so call on them. But also then that puts you in the position of being the provider in your local market, and that's important.
Sure. All right. And we have another caller on line four. Scott has some questions about the topic as well. Good morning, Scott.
Hello.
Hi there.
I read Counselor Magazine, and I enjoy it. I know in the State of the Industry issue every year, there's a breakdown of the most popular markets. And I'm just curious for this year, is there any big changes in terms of what markets are going to be popular?
Well, we're doing our State of the Industry report right now, so I don't have a look currently, but some ideas that I would have just from anecdotal talking to people and seeing some market statistics. Certainly healthcare will remain very large, if not still the number one category. That has been the number one category for the past couple of years, and I would expect that it will be again. So that's a great market to sell to, and it's broad, not just like healthcare organizations, but like home healthcare type companies. Those are growing, and that's a really big up and coming market, like sort of subset of the healthcare sector. Education obviously will remain big. It has dropped as far as percent of like overall distributor revenues in our State of the Industry report within the past couple of years, as school budgets have been cut over that time, but I would expect that it will remain a large market. Another one that has been growing, and like I said in the news earlier in the show, will continue to grow is manufacturing. So that's one sector I suggest distributors look at and target. It's certainly one that you want to know your clients well in and try to become an expert in, because there are some intricate ways that they go to market. But manufacturing is one. Tech obviously is growing, and so that's a sector that I would focus on, and one that has been shrinking but yet is still large is financial. Those companies have bought significantly fewer promotional products and done fewer promotions than they had done, say, about 5-6 years ago.
But it's still a top five market.
It is. It's actually number five, I believe. Yeah. So that's a big sector, but has fallen a little bit with the economy kind of dipping a few years ago and then their business model changing a little bit with some of the new regulations that have been put in place. So those are some of the biggest sectors and some up-and-coming ones as well.
All right. Hope that helps, Scott. Thanks so much for calling. Stay on the line for your Visa gift card.
Okay, thanks.
All right. So, Kathy,
mm-hmm.
You're a confident gal, aren't you?
Yeah.
She's like a modern-day Mary Tyler Moore.
All right. So you have some things that highly confident people don't do. So I'm guessing that you don't do any of these things.
Well, I did one of these a couple weeks ago.
All right. Well,
when I couldn't make it to the radio show.
Let us know what they are.
Okay. They don't make excuses.
Nah.
Highly confident people take ownership of their thoughts and actions. And like Kathy did 2 weeks ago, they don't blame the traffic for being tardy at work.
Uh-huh. Yes.
That's right.
You know what that means. Leave earlier.
Yeah, I know. Uh-huh. I know. I've said that in the past.
Haven't. You have to come down Route 1. That's a mess.
Yes, you never know with that.
All right,
anyway,
what else?
Okay. See, I'm making excuses. They don't avoid doing the scary thing, okay? They know that things they are afraid of doing are often the very same things that they need to do in order to evolve.
And they don't avoid taking risks. I think that's probably like that, within that.
Well, yeah.
But that's kind
scary.
Of the same
risks
thing.
Are scary, Andy. They don't live in a bubble of comfort. That's kind of in the same vein. They don't put things off until next week. That's another thing
Ooh.
That I do, like, every single week. And they don't obsess over the opinion of others, and that's a big thing. They, you know, they don't get caught up in negative feedback, and if we did, we would be dead. But I think that's, like, number
that's
one.
Very
yeah,
one way
definitely.
To put it.
And another, one more thing, they don't judge people, okay? They have no tolerance for unnecessary self-inflicted drama. They don't feel the need to insult friends behind their backs, participate in gossip about fellow coworkers, or lash out at folks with different opinions.
Well, those are all mm-hmm. good traits, I think. Yeah. We're going to put that online at asicentral.com/radio. We have just enough time in the show for our editors to talk about their favorite products of the week, and we'll let Joe Haley, our illustrious star of the show.
Oh, how about that? I'm illustrious.
He's even got a keychain to prove it.
This is called the Brew Cup, okay? It's 18 and a half ounces, stainless steel, but on the bottom you see it comes with its own bottle opener.
Oh, I thought
pop
that
tops
was
and
that.
On the bottom here for your twist off as well. So take it to a tailgating. Andy, stop squinting. Tailgating event. It's good for picnics.
But it's a twist off. Don't you just twist it off?
Yeah, but sometimes,
It cups
those
up are
your
tough.
Hand.
I
yeah.
get it. You know.
For anyway,
those of us who don't have as
it's
much
yes, Cassie.
Right.
I love that product so much. It was my favorite product like 3 weeks ago.
I feel I'm paying attention.
Well,
you
it's
can still okay. Well, then you can. Still
it's so good. It's gonna make the rounds.
You can still get it from Adnart, ASI 31518, or you can find them online at www.adnart.com. And that's N, not and.
All right, Andy, what do you have?
All right, it is Earth Day, so mine is these flowers in a can product. Very cool, comes with seeds and nutrients, and all you need to do is add water, and you've got flowers in a can. All right, so it is available from Milano Worldwide, which is ASI 71170. Check it out online now at asicentral.com/radio.
Kathy, bring up the rear.
Mine is also Earth Day related and just spring flowers in general. It's the chalkboard vase from Worldwide Lines, ASI 98290. And as the name mentions, you can write on it with chalk. So it would be great for like restaurants, coffee shops, bed and breakfasts, anywhere where you want to say good morning, hello, blah, blah, rise and shine.
Blah, blah.
Blah, blah. Was that blah, blah or baba?
Blah, blah.
All right. Well, there you have it. You can see all those products
ever descriptive, Kathy Houston.
Check them out, blah, blah, at asicentral.com/radio. We are out of time. Thanks to everyone for listening today. Thanks to today's show sponsor, Hanes. And have a great week, everyone, and have a happy Earth Day. Go plant something, Andy.
Go Flyers.
Go Flyers. Woo!